talk to the New York Attorney General.
Yeah.
They seized your assets.
Your assets have been seized. There you go, Joe. Take it. Go. Your assets have been seized. Yeah, I'll seize your ass, Steve.
I want nothing to do with your ass.
You non-manual labor working guy. I'll show you what an ass looks like with calluses. Come here.
Gentlemen, shall we begin?
I've been playing Scrabble lately, so...
I don't doubt that one bit. Probably with yourself, too.
I'm an idiot!
I'm about to ask you to leave, Bob.
I'm an idiot!
No, I'm waiting.
No, it's okay.
Go ahead, be funny.
Nope.
Joe, go ahead, be funny.
I'm an idiot!
But Joe, when you're hanging by your balls, does it hurt?
What a...
It's the Idiots Podcast. If you're looking to make yourself feel better about your life, you've come to the right place.
If all of a sudden you hear a thud, that's Steve, because he's going to get knocked the out.
Now here's the three idiots, Bob, Steve, Kevin, and Joe, because let's face it.
People want to hear about people losing weight.
All right, and welcome to another episode of the Idiots Podcast, a podcast about anything, everything, and nothing at the same time. It's a true miracle. We simply go where the tangent winds take us. And this is episode 45. I've got 55 more to go before I can leave. I am 55. The star of the show, the premier idiot, Steve. And I'm joined by Bob, Kevin, and Joe. Thanks, guys, for joining us, joining me, joining whoever. It's good to have you. Joe, you're not getting your intro music today because your head is getting way too big. You're becoming
Steve's under the weather. He can't smell right now. So,
do you like how he said star in the beginning? The star and premier idiot, Steve.
Yep.
Says it every time.
Yeah.
He does all the work, star. Joe. I think it's pretty fair that he calls himself that.
Gosh, thank you, Bob.
Star.
Thank you, Bob. Guys, I hope you've had a good week. I, as Bob has said, I'm sick. I guess I got the COVID because I can't smell anything. I was sleeping for 20 hours yesterday. And then we decided to do this today, or I decided, you know, we had show must go on, right? So I'm here.
And you're our loyal fan.
I already had to deal with
asking about it.
Let's do it at 2P. What does 2P mean? I don't know what 2P means. Can't you add the M? Add the M. Go ahead, Joe.
The text message said 2P.
Right?
What the frick is 2P?
Okay,
what
everybody out there listening, if somebody
says, hey,
Kevin, did you understand it?
Let's do the chat at 2 p.m. or the podcast at 2 p.m. No, that's too much.
You know, I can just see it.
M after
I can just see it. I can just see one of Joe's.
You pay by the letter on your text messages?
I can just see.
Is that the problem?
I could just see
the plan you're on?
Joe's customers. See, when you know you're going to get burned, you start talking loud and over somebody. So here it comes, Joe, you're going to get burned. That's like when your customer's saying, hey, my email is johnj@hotmail. Hotmail what?
No, that's
not
saying
what?
So if anybody else knows what 2P in a group text message when Steve's being
what time are we meeting
time,
at 2P?
So let us know.
2P?
Hey, comment in the bottom below.
If what does 2P mean?
Means, somebody sends you 2P? I thought it was some kind of gay thing. Between
Peninsula
Bob and,
time?
And
does it stand for Peninsula?
Bob and Steve.
Does it sound? Does it,
it's 2P. Is it
Pacific?
I want to play swords.
I gotta help me here. I don't know what 2P means.
2P. The frig.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
then
2P.
2P. Let's be here. We're going to be here at 2P, Joe. Can we do 2:30? I'm cutting my lawn.
It's a 2P. That's
holy cow. Bob, Bob, can you come on at 2P? I'll be there. Kevin, can you be on
that's
there at 2P?
That's not what it said.
I'll be
it's
there.
That's not what it said.
Joe,
2P.
First of all, I don't know what 2P means. Second of all, I'm cutting my lawn.
Yeah, I am cutting my lawn.
Yeah.
You know what manual labor is? Yeah, Steve knows what manual labor is. That's
there
Steve's
it is.
Manual labor.
There's a zinger.
Way
to go, Joe. Every time we go to a podcast, he's got to have some sort of issue or problem. Something he's got to do. Can't figure out what 2P means. What's the link? And then he gets on. Aren't we ready to go yet?
You say be here at this time. Apparently 2P, which I didn't know what 2P meant, but okay.
Time for news headlines.
Whatever.
Whew. I was like therapy. It felt good.
Feel better now? You can smell now, can't you?
Can you smell now?
I'm literally going, oh yeah, as soon as he logged on, I could smell sausages all over the place.
Yeah. As soon as you logged on, I smelled cum, so
I love,
okay.
I love when I get him. He goes, yeah, yeah. And then he just repeats. Then his insult is just like duplicate. He just duplicates the insult. Kevin? You're fat. Yeah, well, you're fat. You're like super fat.
Oh, God, Steve. It's a good thing you're half hour away from me.
All right, okay. News headlines. Let's get this show over with. Who wants to go first?
Headlines. Is Dogecoin being talked about everywhere? I know I keep talking about crypto, but it's taken over. And everyone's talking about it. Elon Musk is going on SNL tonight. And by the time people are hearing this, it'll already have happened. And Dogecoin is going nuts. I know so many people that bought it pretty cheap. And I don't know when you sell. But there's a Dogecoin whale who's got $22 billion of the 85 or so market cap of Dogecoin. Some people thought it was Robin Hood. But it's probably, it could be Elon Musk. He pumps it a lot, obviously. But the wallet that has $22 billion makes purchases in an amount that is the same as Elon Musk's date of birth. So he makes purchases of 28.06-1971, mm-hmm. which is the date of birth of Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. So it's either someone sitting on $22 billion that loves Elon Musk, or it's Elon Musk who talks about it all the time. Got to think it's him, though.
Right? Right?
Yeah, it's got, you would think.
Jeez.
But there's really, I mean, there's talk that this really, I mean, it sounds silly, but it could become a currency. People say you can make unlimited supply of Dogecoin. In theory, yes, but it's capped at 5 billion new Dogecoin a year. And so if you think about it, that's not anything crazy. And it, that's kind of like money supply and fiat currency. It happens.
So what happens if he just decides to sell to Dogecoin?
Oh,
what
crash. It absolutely drops. Crash. It's, I mean, it's a quarter of the whole market cap.
So yeah, we need to know, is he the type of guy that would do that?
No, I don't think so.
No, he actually said he would prefer that people, he would pay people to burn their tokens. I mean, he wants to support this. It's kind of interesting. So I don't think he would. And it's not in his best interest to do it that way. It's he's not going to get the most out of it. It would make the most sense for him to do a pretty structured plan to sell. Yeah, to sell over time and do it in a structured way so you don't lose value.
Wow.
What do you guys think? Doge is going to do after SNL, after Elon Musk hosts SNL.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I think it's going to go up probably. Sure.
I'm kind of wondering if
good amount of time.
I'm kind of wondering if they won't like make that a segment. Like, well, I guess they could get in trouble though, right?
Not necessarily because it's not a security. It's not regulated. That's the thing, and that's why the regulators hate this stuff.
Okay.
Because it's not a security, and so you could have $22 billion worth and pump it like mad.
Okay.
Which Elon's probably kind of sort of doing.
Because I think it'd be cool if they showed, like, I don't know, the Robin Hood screen or something. And
I could see them doing something where it's like him and the dog on the way to the moon on a SpaceX rocket or something.
Yeah, that makes too much
sense. You could see something like that.
That makes too much sense.
Or him going to a store and saying, do you take Dogecoin? There will be something, no question.
Too much sense.
Or maybe he'll put his barcode up on the screen, and you can transfer some Doge into your own wallet if you get up there quick enough.
Cryptocurrency. We'll get back to that in a second.
It's everywhere.
Here. Joe, go ahead.
Ugh. Oh, you want me to talk? You want me to talk, Steve? No. You know about Nate Sylvester? You ever hear this name, Nate Sylvester?
Mm-mm.
It's the cop that had a TikTok video where he videotaped himself.
Oh, the LeBron
basically,
one?
Yeah, making fun of LeBron, saying that he had to wait for LeBron to call. And
LeBron, hey, yeah, it's me again. Listen, I got two guys fighting over here, and one of them's got a knife. He wants to stab the other guy. What do you think I should do? Why does it matter what the race is? All right, well, they're both black. Okay, but he's trying to stab the other guy. Deadly force is totally justified. Uh-huh. I see. Okay. Okay, so you don't care if a black person kills another black person, but you do care if a white cop kills a black person, even if he's doing it to save the life of another black person? I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but then again, you are really good at basketball, so I guess I'll take your word for it. All right. Okay. Thanks, LBJ. All right. Yeah. Michael Jordan's the GOAT. What? Nothing. I gotta go. Hey, guys. Sorry. You're on your own.
This, Nate Sylvester, he works for Bellevue, Idaho Police Department, I think it is. He got suspended because he did the video when he was wearing his police gear, which he really wasn't. I guess he had his vest on with his name. Don't know if he was in a police car on duty, but yeah, they suspended him for making this video.
That's not uncommon. There's a local Buffalo cop who's got a really big Instagram and YouTube following now and TikTok as well. He got suspended for having his uniform on in the TikTok video. Yeah. So it's way not unusual.
I can see that happening. He'll start a YouTube channel and make triple what he's making on the force.
Yep.
And but he's got a book deal.
And not have to chase down criminals and, you know, put his life.
Have to worry about getting shot or stabbed or arrested for doing his job.
That's cool. Did LeBron James, you know, reply or anything? Did he?
Oh, I didn't see anything about LeBron. Probably not. LeBron's probably, I don't think he said anything about the stuff he said.
Bob's enamored with LeBron James. Thinks he's just the most amazing, outstanding American that we've ever had the pleasure of knowing.
But Kevin, say it, Kevin.
Words into my mouth.
Say it, Kevin. What is Bob? He's a registered what?
Republican.
Okay.
So he can't possibly think that.
Yeah.
Kevin, what story do you have?
You guys know the singer Adele? I'm sure you're familiar with her. Mm-hmm. She was married for 3 years and then got divorced. Finally finishing up that divorce case. And she is going to have to pay her ex-husband, $140 million.
Oh, wow. 3 years?
She is worth $190 million.
What? For three years?
For 3 years. And they got joint custody, and she doesn't have to pay any spousal support outside of that. So it's kind of like
two-thirds of her wealth like away.
A payoff. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty crazy. I feel like it's a big win for us. Guys, and I'm hoping this is the big change that we all needed.
I remember it was like way back in the day, like Joan London. It was one of the first like cases where the husband sued for support and won. And yeah.
So I think it had to do with, well, she, you know, they say how much somebody's worth. It's not, you know, count what they're making. And that's probably those 3 years were probably those years where she struck it big and started to make all the money. And a lot of times that's how, you know, judges look at it. Well, you know, you couldn't have done all this if you were, you know, watching your kids and whatnot. So they factor a lot of things like that into it.
I bet she had to pay up so much and so much extra beyond like a 50-50 to end it and not allow him to have any royalties on, you know, future royalties, because that's where the real value is.
Right, because she still tours and everything, and she's making... Yeah. I think she made like $85 million off of her last tour or whatever.
Crazy.
So she's not going to be hurting by any means. But yeah, it's a big win for us guys. And we need to hold our heads high. And, you know, if you're walking into court with your, you know, female ex, girlfriend, whatever, you know, go for it all. Go for it all.
Steve, do you have a story?
Yes. There's another
wealthy
divorce.
Guys divorce.
Another divorce happening. Yeah. Guess who's back on the market, ladies? That's right. The man who can change your life forever, Mr. Bill Gates. At least he's going to be back on the market, right? Bob, you know more about this story than probably anybody else because you love Bill Gates. He's another one of your saviors.
You are such.
Tell us about the divorce. What's going
to
happen?
I don't know nearly as much about the divorce as you do. And to say I love Bill Gates is kind of funny.
Okay, you like him a lot.
I think he's a really smart guy. I don't like him.
Okay. Yeah, well, it was funny. I saw a cartoon. It was a cartoon of Bill Gates and Melinda Gates in a office where they're getting marital counseling, and the marital counselor asks, and Melinda, in two words, sum up why your sex life is so bad. And she responded, Microsoft. So what is going to, well, before we go into that, because that's a bigger discussion that we'll probably just finish the show off with, but, you know, and then we'll get back to maybe cryptocurrency and SafeMoon, because I do want to talk about that. But did you guys hear that just breaking short period of time ago, Tawny Katane died.
Tawny Katane.
Died. I don't think.
Who the hell is that?
What was the cause?
Yeah, I don't know who
White
that is.
Snake video? That's funny. Yeah, we're old, Steve. She was the one that was in, she was an actress in Bachelor Party, and she was like famous for a White Snake video where she was dancing around the hood of a car.
The hood of the car, okay.
Yes, yeah. The redhead.
Yep.
She was 50, so 59.
She was what, 50? Yeah, young ish.
Young ish, yeah.
What did she die of? She's had addiction issues. I don't know if that was.
Steve did some manual labor to that video.
It doesn't show what she died of. Wait a minute. So, you can see I totally ignored that. I can't speed read here. Oh, she got hit by a train. Holy cow.
Shut up.
Shut up.
She was trying to redo this White Snake video and step it up and they had her get on the hood of a train and a cella. I don't know. Let's see.
I don't think I saw the headline earlier and I just glanced at a couple things. I didn't see anything that named a cause, but age 59, unless she was battling something, I always just assume it's addiction. But
yeah,
she's been on like a celebrity rehab show or something in the past.
And then also a Chinese rocket's going to be dropping some debris.
Get your cameras ready. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine that dropping near you?
Oh, man. That'd be amazing. Would you?
Do you know what time or roughly have they estimated that yet?
Between now and when it falls.
Oh, thank you, Steve. So,
I'm going to keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Break out your camera. Yes, turn your camera on. That's a $10 million video.
Yeah, that is.
Where's it falling? Let
me pull it. I hope it's from the sky.
I hope so. Jesus. But do we know where in the sky? Is it going to be over Kevin's house? Maybe.
It's happening in just hours. So by the time I post this, it'll already have happened.
Oh, interesting. So okay.
That's scary.
Point of impact still unknown. 100-foot-long rocket core. Yeah. It's funny because...
All right. 100,000 safe moon for the person who guesses the closest location.
Yeah.
Pick a...
Oh, between us?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I bet you, in water somewhere. Like something boring.
Which ocean?
It won't be like, you know, it won't land on a Wendy's or anything like that. It's going to be like...
I want to see like that, what was it? Battleship? That terrible movie where the alien ships came splashing down.
All right, well, let's wrap this episode up. I'm sorry for all those who are listening. This is definitely not the best one because I am like definitely... What do you guys want to talk about? Do you want to talk about Bill and Melinda Gates?
You mentioned Safe Moon.
Safe Moon.
The cases are boring, but...
Safe Moon. What's going on?
The whole crypto world is going crazy. Crazy.
I keep watching.
Safe Mars is going way up.
Yeah,
Shiba is going way up, but not Safe Moon. Yeah, there's been Safe Mars. There's a bunch of
Safe Star.
Yeah, whenever there's a token that's popular, there's copycats, and people do get confused and buy the wrong one. But in this world, you could buy the wrong one and end up going up 200% in a day. It's insane.
You know, it's kind of interesting because this particular. The cryptocurrency world being decentralized. Oh, and I have a question about this because I was asked some questions that I couldn't really answer. So don't let me forget to ask you about decentralization, all that. The whole realm of cryptocurrency and the way it all works, it almost seems as if they do their very best to stay away from commercialization, try to stay away from the mainstream. And it seems almost as if that which is most unlikely is what is going to get the most attention. Like SafeMoon seems to have marketed itself, right?
Absolutely.
And it's almost like, yeah, we're not interested. You're marketing it. We're going to go with what's out there. What was the thing that's just Shibibu?
Shiba Inu. That's the Doge dog is a Shiba Inu dog.
Okay.
And so someone made a coin just kind of as a joke about a joke coin called Doge.
Right.
And they called it Shiba Inu because that's the breed.
And there you go. And people are like, we like that. That's what we're going for. Shiba Inu has no expectations. They don't have a roadmap like Safe Moon does. They don't have like, they're not trying to get onto the bit. What is it they've reached out to or?
Binance.
They're not. And so already Safe Moon's dead. Because they're trying to make themselves something, whereas the crypto world, it seems like they latch on to things that are very highly unlikely. What's your opinion on that? Am I right on?
I would say it's dead.
A lot of both.
No. I wouldn't say it's dead. It's got 1.7 million holders right now. Right.
Yeah, that's growing fast.
Which is enormous.
Marketing is a thing. I don't think it's dead at all, actually. I think it can be a good thing for the currency or the token.
Okay, good.
They're doing a lot of the right things to really pump this up, and not in a bad way. When it becomes easier to buy, that should create a lot more demand, which should obviously bump the price. So
Making
it easier to buy is a key. And Kevin, aren't they doing, they're doing their own app to make it easier to buy, or their own exchange?
Yeah, so they're doing their own app.
Their own exchange.
They got a good plan and everything, but they're still not utilizing your typical marketing for it's word of mouth, really. I mean, word of mouth now is Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. That's what that is nowadays. So I think they're not using conventional ways to market it.
Okay.
It still has more push behind it than Shibu. I think you're seeing its early jump, just like SafeMoon had. SafeMoon had a huge early jump and then went back down, but it still has way more holders than Shibu does. So it's a cycle, you know?
Okay.
Didn't SafeMoon put a billboard up in Times Square, aren't they?
Yeah, it runs this weekend. SafeMoon didn't do it.
No, users, people that make a lot of money on it. It's so interesting, these crypto projects. I'm mining in one. I haven't gotten a single token yet, but there's a project called Chia, created by the guy that created BitTorrent. And Chia uses drive space instead of processing power, uses proof of space and time. It's kind of irrelevant, but it's easier to mine. So a guy who started mining, the coin came out, I think, 6 weeks ago, wasn't tradable till May 3rd, but he went all in, bought a $15,000 rig, optimized it, got over 1,000 Chia coin, and Chia's trading at $1,200 right now. Mm. Guy's a millionaire, went in 15 grand in. It's crazy. Some of the stories about these things, you go, oh, why not me?
So I got the question that guy asked, and it was, and I'm not sure I'm going to be even ask the question the right way, and it may be not the right way to ask the question, but he says, well, who's holding all this money? This money is going somewhere, and somebody has got an account, you know, basically you're depositing this money, you're buying these coins, like who's controlling the money? And I said, well, it's decentralized. He's like, well, what does that mean? I'm like, you know, I don't even know what that means. It's decentralized.
It's got what you need. Brondo. Huh? It's got electrolytes.
Sorry. Say that again.
It's just a line from Idiocracy. Brondo, it's got what you need.
But Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops.
Yes.
Water.
Never mind. The energy drink.
I finally saw that movie not too long ago. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So it's decentralized. So he's like, well, who's going to prevent somebody just from scooping up all the money and running with it? I'm like, you know, I don't even know.
But the money goes like person to person. That's the thing. So you mine it, and then when someone goes to buy it, it's through an exchange. Again, it's not a central like place that takes the money. It's not like the traditional stock market uses market makers. So they're like, it's a person or an entity who agrees to buy something at a set price. And when it's decentralized, it's a person to person exchange. So if someone wants to buy it, a seller is going to be there who probably mined it. You know, it was created from mining or created from like an ICO.
Okay.
And when they sell it, they're selling it to that other party.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, like decentralized meaning not one entity owns it. But in some of these cases where you get whales that own a large portion of it, it kind of is centralized in one person's hands, but they don't actually have it in their possession.
But it's still a decentralized, but the structure of it's decentralized. Just because they're a whale and they own a quarter of it doesn't mean anything. It's still decentralized. There's no central place that they can go to and say, here, I want to cash in my tokens.
Right.
So they still have to go to the market or go to an exchange. And the exchanges are decentralized too. It's just putting a buyer together with a seller. That's it.
Right.
XRP, Steve, we talked about that, I think, on the last show. XRP is getting into trouble because they are not decentralized. They hold the coins.
Yeah.
So it's a different scenario there, and that's why the SEC is chasing them.
All right, now, as far as SafeMoon is, Bob, is it a good thing that they have it like a 10% penalty on cashing out, or is that a good thing?
I don't think people pay too much attention to it. They just want that rapid rise. I think if it gets more normalized and settles in at a price, I think that 10% will matter. But for now, I don't think anyone's paying attention to that.
I kind of like the idea because it definitely incentivizes people to hold it, which will, you know, make people a little more confident that the value will increase, but you're not going to get a lot of people wanting to get those quick
hits. People can't day trade it.
That's what I was going to say. They can't get the quick hits.
Right, right.
So that, so might, the small holders, that might stunt some, you know, buying.
I don't know if anybody's going to say I'm not jumping in on it because I can't sell it from a short gain, because they want you to look at it as a long-term gain, I think, ultimately in the beginning. And if you had, you know, when you think about all the small guys that might make a short, you know, a quick buck that aren't going to sell, I think it's good for it in the long run.
Well, I'm just hoping that it is going to turn out to be the next Dogecoin, because with 40 million coins, I've done the math on my calculator like 12 dozen times.
That's right. Just, you did it last show.
Just to see it, I'm like, well, how much will I get if it goes to 0.002? I'm like $80,000.
Kevin, what do you have? Steve has 40 million.
220 million.
I'd like to get more. Now, I am worried about going to cash out and they're saying sorry, his account is not legitimate because you're in New York.
At Bitmart? No, you could move to cash out. Just use a VPN. It's not, again, that's a decentralized thing, but.
All right.
Yeah.
You can use my address in Florida. I'll charge you 30%.
I just know my luck. It's like, oh, honey. We're rich.
We got $1 million.
Let me go get this out of here. Wait, what is this pop-up? What? Your money has been already...
Talked to the New York Attorney General.
Yeah.
They seized your assets.
Your assets have been seized. There you go, Joe. Take it. Go. Your assets have been seized. I'll seize your ass, Steve.
Come on, nothing to do with
you,
your ass.
Non-manual labor working guy. I'll show you what an ass looks like with calluses. Come here. When I sit on my riding lawnmower at 2 o'clock at 2 p. in the afternoon. Joe, your head's bobbling.
Mm-hmm.
It's back. Hey, do you guys want to play one game real quick? Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do the, what do you call it? The thing we did last time. I thought that was kind of fun. We're going to start with Joe first this time, then Bob, then Kevin. All right. For those of you home, this is Family Feud. That's loud. So I'll try to keep score here. I got to turn that down. How do you turn that down? Do you know? Sorry. Here we go. Joe, name an animal whose mouth you wouldn't want to put your hand in.
Shark.
Joe says a shark. And you got... That's it? It is number 4, so you get a point. Okay, Joe, Bob.
Lion.
Lion. Number 1. Bob has 4 points. Joe has 1. Kevin.
Alligator.
Number 3, back to Joe. I mean, number 2, you got 3 points.
A bear.
A bear. You guys keep track of your points, it'll make me easier. I'm already losing track. No, Bob.
This is too easy. Tiger? I'm guessing it's dog, but I'm going to say tiger.
A dog? There you go. So, Bob.
A tiger.
Bob, how many points did you get, Bob?
What's that?
You got 1 and...
It's 6.
6. Joe has 1 and Kevin has 3.
All right.
Remember your score. 6-3-1. Bob, what food might you eat if you didn't feel like chewing?
God, I have no answer for this. I suck at Family Feud.
Four, three, two, one.
Milkshake.
Not too late.
Oh, food.
Kevin.
I was going to say a smoothie or a milkshake. Smoothie, I guess. Go with that.
Not a food.
I mean.
You eat it, Bob?
Smoothie. Joe.
Yogurt.
Can you spell yogurt?
Spelled it wrong, bud.
Z-A-R-T?
I think it's you.
Oh, yeah. Yogurt. Yogurt, like that?
Yeah.
Wow. How about soup?
Wow.
Ice cream.
Soup.
Jello. Pudding.
Pudding.
Great job. Okay, this is the last round.
Thank you, God.
Bob is six, Kevin is three, Joe has one. Bob six, Kevin three, Joe one, last round.
Kevin's big moment here.
Kevin's big moment. Name a food you can cook without the recipe.
Steak.
Steak. These are weird questions.
Joe, name a food.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. Bob.
Toast.
Toast.
I don't know, Joe. These are terrible.
Wow.
These are weird.
Bob's going to eggs, rice, mac and cheese, and soup. So for
soup was the answer twice. What the heck?
So for the second week in a row, it looks like Bob
winner.
I will still put up 1 million safe moon because it's like $6. If someone would like to come and play trivia, and if they win, they have to win to get the million safe moon.
All right.
Send it right to their safe moon wallet.
And once again, we have to make sure everybody knows exactly where they can reach us, right? To try to get into the trivia, right? Bob, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they could call 71-OK-MUG-HA-6.
I wouldn't call it. I would just text it.
Text it.
Because no one's going to
send an email.
No one's going to.
That's 71-OK-MUG-HA-6.
And there you go. All right. Awesome. Great, great job. Awesome. So happy. So happy. And you know, guys, what time it is now?
Time to get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm. And to pick the biggest idiot, and I will nominate Bill Gates for getting married, being worth $30 billion when he got married and doing it without a prenup. Now he's worth $130 and he's got some issues to address.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting to get divorced. I mean, just never bumped off. You got all that money. You could definitely get that covered up, right?
Right.
Jeez.
But you got $130 billion. If you lose 30, what the hell's the difference?
Bill Gates, number one nominee for the biggest idiot. Kevin?
I'll go with Adele.
I was about to switch it to Adele. Yeah.
Because she could have hired a better lawyer or something, because it sounds like she got the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
UK and courts are very different than ours.
Okay. Joe?
I'm going to agree with Kevin and go with Adele. Three years of marriage cost her $35 million a year.
All right. So we got three Adeles. I'm going to try to persuade you guys. I'm going to nominate the guy that does not know that 2P means 2 p.m.
I'm with you. Yes.
How do you not figure that out?
I have never,
he needs
ever,
the M.
It doesn't matter. The context was about, hey, what time do you guys want to do this show?
It was
2P?
No, that wasn't the contest. I was talking about
Steve. I know you're right.
Steve was getting all pissy because we were harassing him about, and he's getting all pissy. And I was
wait,
like,
about the show? So you're talking
no,
about the
about
show?
Him No, about, I don't know, who knows? We were harassing about something.
Well, then you still, the then you just double down.
All of a sudden, take a look, take a
all
look.
All of a sudden, you see 2P.
You just,
what the frick is 2P?
You just fortified
you see,
my decision.
You see
if you
Steve
can't
say,
figure
stop.
That out, not only could
I'm,
you not figure out
I'm
what
2P sick.
Meant, you didn't even know
Meh.
What we were talking about.
My balls hurt. Meh. It's 2P.
Steve, you could have, to be fair, you could have meant 2 pence. Like, the price of Safeman was at 2 pence.
Mike Pence?
Two pence.
So like for episode 45, today's biggest idiot is
nothing out here says anything about the show.
Both Adele and Joe, co-idiots of the day.
Oh, wow.
Not sure wow. which one you at the home decide on who's the biggest idiot. Either Joe or
Adele. We should post
Adele.
This conversation. Nothing says anything about the show.
Joe.
Nothing.
Adele.
How does Doge do it? How
you
much
are today's
you have,
biggest idiots.
2P, boys. What the fuck is 2P? Hello? I can do that. We got one.
Hey, connect
Hello?
On Facebook, Twitter, all that. Subscribe
the
to YouTube
commitment
channel.
Of this group is a spurt. Oh, wait. Wrong thread. The only mission of this group is to agitate Steve.
I got
to
get back in the bed.
2P?
Feel better,
that's
Steve.
The conversation.
See you guys.
Bye.